This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi on Monday sealed an agreement formally ending the U.S. combat mission in Iraq by the end of 2021, more than 18 years after U.S. troops were sent to the country. Biden and Kadhimi met in the Oval Office for their first face-to-face talks as part of a strategic dialogue between the United States and Iraq. There are currently 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq focusing on countering the remnants of Islamic State. The U.S. role in Iraq will shift entirely to advising and training the Iraqi military to defend itself. The United States also plans to provide Iraq with 500,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine under the global COVAX vaccine sharing program. Biden said the doses should arrive in a couple of weeks. And the United States will also provide $5.2 million to help fund a UN mission to monitor October elections in Iraq. Major U.S. medical groups are calling for mandatory vaccinations of millions of healthcare workers, saying it's a moral imperative to help curb the spread of the infection of COVID-19. The American Medical Association, the American Nurses Association, and 55 other groups said in a joint statement, quote, "We call for all healthcare and long-term care employers to require their employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Some healthcare organizations have been reluctant to require their workers to get vaccinated, even though they're on the front lines of treating patients. Surveys have shown that less than half of nurses treating patients have been vaccinated, even though they've had ready access to the shots for months. This is VOA News. The United States will keep existing COVID-19 travel restrictions on international travel in place for now because of the Delta variant of the virus. That's according to a White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the yet-to-be-formally-announced decision. President Biden has said his administration is in the process of considering how soon the U.S. could lift the ban on European travel bound for the U.S. earlier this month. The official noted that cases are rising in the United States, particularly among those who are unvaccinated, and that will likely increase in the weeks ahead. At least 57 migrants drowned after their boat sank off Libya, the International Organization for Migration said on Monday. It's the latest tragedy on the dangerous Mediterranean Sea crossing to Europe. Federico Soda, the IOM's Libya mission chief, announced the event on Twitter. He said silence and inaction on this issue, he was implying, are inexcusable. An IOM spokeswoman said at least 20 women and 2 children are among those who drowned. Migrant boat departures to Italy and other parts of Europe from Libya and Tunisia have increased in recent months. Hundreds of thousands have made the perilous crossing in the last years, many fleeing conflict and poverty in Africa and the Middle East. Hundreds of people gathered outside Tunisia's parliament building Monday to pelt their political rivals with stones, bottles, and eggs. Hundreds of police stood there as well, separating the supporters and opponents of Tunisia's president, Kais Saied. Sunday, the president dismissed the prime minister and froze the parliament in a move his foes called a coup. The divisions displayed outside the parliament underscore the high stakes for Tunisia as it navigates the country's biggest political crisis since the 2011 revolution that introduced democracy to the country. Saied's decision to invoke Article 80 of the Tunisian constitution, freezing the activities of parliament and ousting the prime minister, have been called a coup. The legality of his actions rests on rival interpretations of the article that were meant to be resolved by a judicial body that authorities have for years failed to set up. Politicians and constitutional lawyers are now wrangling over whether Saied had any authority for his actions. The United States and 20 other countries condemned Cuba for its crackdown on the thousands of freedom protesters. Monday, the group of countries also called on Havana to release the demonstrators and restore internet access to the island nation. The Cuban government has arrested hundreds of protesters. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.